The New Hampshire Music Festival's 2015 summer season begins tonight and runs through August 6 in Plymouth, New York, and the surrounding communities of New Hampshire's Lakes region. With a theme of American landscapes, the festival's 63rd season will explore and celebrate American music and the great outdoors. The Silver Center for the Arts at Plymouth State University is the festival's primary venue, where it will offer full orchestra performances on Thursday nights and Tuesday night chamber music concerts. Here to tell us more is music director and conductor Donato Cabrera. Maestro, welcome to the roundtable. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's a real pleasure being here.
It's very nice to have you here. Give us a sense of, you've been with the festival since 2013, so give us an idea, after having a couple of these under your belt, of what this experience is like for you.
Well, for me, it's a wonderful way to go to a different part of the country. I live in San Francisco, and to come to the other side of the continent and to meet up with my friends, most of whom I only see in New Hampshire, who play in the orchestra and who are wonderful patrons of the festival, and to connect in a way that is very sort of compact. You know, for 5-6 weeks every summer, we make music twice a week. We're rehearsing four or five rehearsals a week at least, and it's a we're camping, you know, we're hiking together, we're making dinners together. It's a very wonderful, condensed, yet relaxed way for artists and the lovers of the New Hampshire Music Festival to interact. And that's what I so cherish about this festival. And I think that's what people have always cherished about this festival for the last 60-plus years.
When you're putting together a season, and as I mentioned, this season explores American landscapes, what are you ultimately trying to do? What is the mission?
Well, what I'd like to see happen with any sort of festival environment is a way for the musicians, myself included, and the people that come to the concerts to see an overview of a thematic element that makes many connections, not only to just New Hampshire and to the New Hampshire Music Festival specifically, but to connect the music that we're making with the past, with the past, the history of the festival, with the general ethos of what's happening today in classical music, and also to play music that we all know and love. So, for instance, with this theme of American landscapes, we're celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. Well, we're doing that by performing a piece by a British composer, Ray Vaughan Williams, on the last concert of the festival, as well as by a piece by a living American composer on the fourth week, Nico Muhly. So, you know, when you start to make these cross-cultural, cross-historical connections, there are so many avenues one could celebrate. And we're trying to do that for every concert, not only the symphonic concerts, but the Tuesday evening chamber music concerts, which begin tonight.
Tell us about tonight and what will be happening.
Well, tonight's the first night, like I said, of the chamber music concert, and these are organized by the musicians, which is a wonderful way for them to take a part in this. So we tonight they're playing two pieces by a Czech composer who lived for most of his adult life in the United States, Bohuslav Martinů. And they're doing a duo for the violin and cello that begin the concert. And at the end, the final piece of that is his trio for flute, violin, cello, and piano. And then in between, we have a piece by Maurice Ravel, a wonderful small sonatine that our beloved pianist Francis Renzi is going to perform. And then we have a piece by Benjamin Britten, a suite for violin and piano, which our concertmaster for the first half of the festival is performing. So it's a big mix. If you look at this program and say, oh, Martinu, Ravel, Britten, you would say, well, what are the connections? Well, all four composers have a strong connection to the United States, so one way or the other, and it certainly fits in within the theme of American landscapes.
You have been awarded a grant by the National Endowment of the Humanities as part of the Music Unwound Consortium. Tell us a little bit about that project and how it will ultimately develop into a really cool program for you.
Well, this developed out of a friendship that I've had for many years with Joseph Horowitz, who is a former New York Times music critic as well as a noted music historian, and just a sort of a very very important figure in American classical music for the last 30 years. And he has developed this Music Unwound consortium of orchestras that are supported through a grant by the National Endowment of the Humanities. And there are various programs one can choose. And I thought, we were going with the American landscape theme, so his Dvorak in America concert presentation will fit exactly within the parameters of this summer. So that actually that will actually happen next week, next Thursday evening, as well as there will be some ancillary events that will take place. Part of it will be on the concert. But anyway, the idea of Dvorak in America, he was actually brought to the United States to sort of develop a classical a Western music tradition by way of using local musical sources. So as he did in the Czech Republic. So he was so knowledgeable of the local folk music in where he came from, Bohemia, that he did the same thing by example, by creating his Ninth Symphony, which was subtitled From the New World. It wasn't the New World Symphony. It's actually the full title is From the New World. So it's literally a musical postcard of musical ideas that he found here in the United States through African-American spirituals and also through American Indian dances and folklore. And so he was really instrumental in making it possible for young composers who would often go to Europe and stay in Europe if they were American to say, no, you can be an American composer. You can use American source material and create an American sound that is entirely possible here here in the United States. And so he sort of opened that door. And that's what this program is going to be celebrating next week.
Again, we're talking about the New Hampshire Music Festival and their 2015 summer season, which begins tonight. And you can find out more information by going to nhmf.org, nhmf.org. Wizard of Oz is a part of it as well.
That's exactly right. Well, we're doing this wonderful performance of, you know, the idea of performing movies with a live orchestra as accompanying this movie has really taken hold and has become quite popular in the United States. And what better movie, one of the most fantastic soundtracks ever composed, of course, is the music to The Wizard of Oz. And so we'll be performing that live with orchestra on Sunday, July 26th. At 7 p.m. at the Capitol Center for the Arts in Concord.
And that just sounds like a blast.
If you've never been to a movie with live accompaniment, it sort of adds this extra dimension that you're not expecting, and it's very powerful.
And have you been rehearsing that yet? What is it like to stay with the film for the orchestra?
It's incredibly difficult because there's no leeway. You know, the film is the film, and if for whatever reason you get a split second behind or a split second ahead, you have to have your wits about you to try and get it back on track because it's very obvious when that happens.
And then there's just all kinds of things happening, and I just think they're, you know, really fascinating. We mentioned Dvorak in America. Talk about your composer portrait and what is going on there. This will be taking place at the end of the month.
That's right. Well, this actually came out of the not so recent past of the New Hampshire Music Festival. In the 70s and 80s, the New Hampshire Music Festival had been awarded many, many ASCAP awards for adventurous programming and for supporting American composers. And when I became music director 2 years ago, I was looking through the archives and sort of just astonished at how many composers had been supported, living American composers had been supported at the festival, and what a wonderful way that was for the festival to take this art form into the future. And so last year, my first full year, I initiated what was basically a new version of that by calling it the Composer Portrait. And so this year I've chosen a friend of mine that we were in school together. His name's Nico Muley. And since we were both in school, he's gone on to great acclaim. He's written one opera for the Metropolitan Opera that was premiered a couple of years ago, and he's in the middle of a second commission by the Metropolitan Opera, and he is really he's all over the world now, writing for various ensembles and orchestras, and he's originally from Vermont. I remember him saying that years ago when we were in school. So I didn't really think that he would have even a day to spare. He's so busy traveling. But I called him. I said, "Listen, hey, do you want to come back up to New England for a week, and we'll play as much music as we can put together?" And this is the date I'm thinking about having you here. And he said, "Oh, that would be wonderful. My mom would be so happy for me to be up close to her." And so he made the point to be available, and we're just so lucky to have him come in. He's such a character and so full of life and energy and a New Englander. So it's just a way for me. I feel it's crucial for artists, regardless of the medium, to support the furtherance of the art form by trying to continue to create new work. Of course, it's very important to present a Dvorak symphony or a Brahms symphony or Beethoven. It's our bread and butter. I can imagine, what would life be without a kid that goes see Sunday in the Park with George at the Art Institute in Chicago, or going to MoMA to see your favorite painting, or the Louvre. You need to see the Statue of David. You need that to always reassure yourself that the world is where it should be. But I think it's also crucial for us to support new work for the art form to continue to thrive and to flourish, and hence the Composer Portrait Week.
I don't want to bury the lead here, but as I mentioned in the introduction, this is the festival's 63rd season, and as you've mentioned, the great awards that the festival has won throughout the decades, and I'm just curious as to what do you think has led to the staying power of this particular festival, and more specifically, what it's like for you to come in relatively new to this institution.
The staying power is the connection, the deep connection that the audience has with the musicians on the stage. I think that there are musicians in the orchestra that have been, and I don't exaggerate when I say this, have been playing in the New Hampshire Music Festival for over 50 years. A lot of the members of the orchestra have been in it for at least 20, if not 30. So these folks have a deep, the people in the orchestra, while they may be living throughout the rest of the country and some actually in around the world, when they come back to their summer home in New Hampshire, it is truly their summer home. And so that's one thing that has kept, certainly been a defining characteristic throughout, has been the deep connection between the musicians on the stage and the audience. They've literally grown up together. And for me personally, I felt so honored that I was welcomed as the next music director into this club, as it were, and for them to put their trust in me to lead them into the future. And of course, I think for me, one of the easiest ways for me to do that was to celebrate its past, because the New Hampshire Music Festival does have a phenomenal history and has done a lot of wonderful things throughout the years. And I sort of think it's necessary as a music director to constantly be looking back while planning for the future.
Well, the New Hampshire Music Festival is underway today through August 6th, and you can find out more by going to their website, nhmf.org, nhmf.org. Music director and conductor Donato Cabrera, I thank you very much for being with us and sharing. Have a wonderful season.
Thank you so much. It was a real honor to be on the show.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, more information can be found at nhmf.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.